Derek Pinto website. Derek Pinto. CA Facebook. Vote Derek Pinto Twitter. At Derek Pinto 3 Instagram. At Derek.Pinto.798 Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, I am running as an independent. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, since 2014. What is your occupation, and for how long? Strata manager since 2017. I am in the process of setting up my own strata management brokerage. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. Campaign manager for Leah Versaevil, Cowichan Malahat Langford Green Party candidate, and canvas director for Green Party candidates Francis Littman and Joanne Roberts, secretary, Vic West Community Association, volunteer, 9 to 10 club, basement of St. Andrew's Cathedral. Long history as a live-in volunteer at soup kitchens across Canada, Edmonton, Regina and Combermere, on. Press secretary to federal Green Party leaders Jim Harris and Elizabeth May, 2004-2006. Spearheaded lobbying initiative that led to legislation prohibiting corporate and union donations to federal political parties, 2000-2003 Board of Directors, Ontario Natural Food Co-op, candidate for Peterborough, on City Council in 1997, at age 27. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I've worked on numerous political campaigns at the national, provincial and local levels, knocking on thousands of doors and speaking to thousands of people across the country and in the South Island. These decades of speaking to people of all demographics, thoughtfully engaging with people online and heaps of reading has given me an awareness of the serious issues facing us today and the difference political action can make. I believe I have the knowledge and experience to make a difference in this beautiful region one am so fortunate to call home. What are your top three issues? 1. Climate action. This need not be a divisive issue. Let's work together for the sake of our children and grandchildren. 2. Safety and security. Many in Victoria do not feel safe. Far too many of us have been the victims of harassment, theft, traffic violations, and vandalism. Laws are in place to be enforced. 3. Housing. The root cause of the current crisis is that supply isn't meeting the demand. We now have a situation which has become untenable for so many who want to live and work here. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I hope for a better world. A world where children can be safe playing unaccompanied in abundant green spaces. A community where you don't have to lock your house, your car or your bicycle. A community where your neighbors are more concerned about your welfare than they are about accumulating more material goods for themselves. A community where you can feel safe walking or rolling down the street. A community where groups of people of all backgrounds gather together to celebrate each other and the beauty of the place we all call home. This is a lofty goal, but one that we can all strive for, and one which I will keep my eye on in every decision I make at the council table. What's one big idea you have for your community? Through building community, we build connections and foster a healthy sense of accountability. Grassroots community initiatives like the Banfield Dock, the Victoria Tool Library, Supply Victoria, and community gardens, workout playgrounds, jam spaces, skate parks, pedestrian walkways, art spaces, and little free libraries create communal harmony and help us painlessly, even joyfully, reduce our consumption and fossil fuel use. I will work to ensure these valuable community resources stay afloat, grow and prosper and assist in the development of more.